Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, boys, it is your fun Friday episode, and welcome back to The Lion Within Us. So excited to have you here. Now, you know how we're going to start every episode. Scripture. That's right. Now, scripture this week was just a special scripture that I really enjoyed unpacking our spiritual kickoff. And it's 1 Corinthians 16:13. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Guys, there's so much to unpack there. Go check out that spiritual kickoff. If you missed it, that was your opportunity. You can go back on 2 episodes ago. You'll be able to find that episode. Listen to it. I really took some time to unpack that scripture and not just unpack it, give you guys some ways that you can apply it. Because it's all about simplifying and applying God's word. That's it. That's what The Lion Within Us is all about. I pray you go back and check that one out. Now, if you missed our last episode, go back. Why? Because we had Ryan Mickler on again. Okay. Now, Ryan, he's the host and the founder of the Order of Man, guys. Love what Ryan's doing. Definitely support him. We had him on a few months back where he talked about his book, Sovereignty. Well, then he just, when we had him on then, he was talking about his new book that was getting ready to release. Well, it just released, The Masculinity Manifesto. We really unpacked a lot of items inside that book around, and some of the highlights were around, like, what does credibility actually mean? Like, we all want influence and authority. We don't think about that credibility piece. So what does that actually mean? And we talked about how we need to strive to stop trying to be a superhero. How many of you guys are driving, or you're on a treadmill, or you're walking, wherever you're at right now, and all you can think about is all the things you got coming at you, all the deadlines, all the responsibilities, all the things that are just constantly filling up your calendar? You don't have to be a superhero. So we talk about that and how that mindset shift that we need to make there. Guys, I mean, we talked about just some productive outcomes to harness masculinity. And we talked about some areas like dominance and aggression. So guys, when you hear those words, you automatically think a negative tone. But actually, when you look at it in the right context, these are not bad words. These are not bad attributes. They just need to be harnessed the correct way. So again, Ryan, phenomenal guest. I pray that you go back, check that conversation out. We had a great time as normal, just sharing insight and wisdom. So I pray that serves you well. And as I told you on that episode, the tips for today come directly from Ryan. Okay. And then from his book. And I wanted to pull some things out just to help us all grow together. So we're going to have a health tip, a well tip, and a self tip. Okay. Now, your health tip: comfort makes you complacent. Okay. And we got to push against this, guys, because the storms in life, they are coming. And in order to perform, you need to create scenarios that are challenging. Okay. This is going to serve you very well, particularly the ones that you're trying to lead. It's going to really serve you well. So this could be physical, mental, or even personal and professional, right? And this takes effort because you're going to have to create these areas that are going to make you feel the resistance, right? So pick an area where your routine is solid, like things are going great. Throw a wrench in it. Purposely throw a wrench into it, okay? Because you're trying to create more resistance to build up, right, that endurance. So my workout, for example, right? I've been doing the same thing for basically a couple of years, doing a lot of running, biking, very little strength training. Started working with this coach out of the UK who got connected, and he challenged me to cut back cardio and to cut back cardio and to do more strength training. So he gave me a 3-day-a-week strength training regimen. Now, this is not, you know, where you have to have a ton of equipment or anything like that. This is all free weights, basically all dumbbell. Actually, it's all dumbbell weights. But it worked on some areas that I haven't worked on in a while. And we were doing like reverse lunges, goblet squats, some different type of things. Well, after the first day, my legs wouldn't work for like 2 days, right? And why? Because I found areas of weakness in my own body. And I was challenging what was comfortable. Yeah, I could get on a bike and ride 20 miles, right? I could go out and run 6, maybe even 10 miles and be fine. Like those muscles were good. But there are other muscles that weren't being challenged. Now, I know that's a physical example, but the same thing can apply in many different areas of your life from a mentality standpoint, from a personal professional standpoint. Are you just going in, day out, doing the same thing at work? Or are you trying to find ways to improve your company, to serve at different levels? So just remember that comfort makes you complacent. And we need to push back against that. There's your health tip, your wealth tip this week. Lead before the title. Okay. Too many men identify with what their LinkedIn profile says, right? Like and that's way more important than who they actually are as a man. It just baffles me. It completely baffles me, right? To lead, you need to look for ways to fill a void that's left by others. That's it. You'll hear people complaining at work. I get it. So when you hear that, that's an opportunity. Take that opportunity and solve it. Focus on serving others versus what's in it for me. Guys, we got to get over this mindset of the title. We need a title. We need a title. We need a title. No, you don't. You need to serve. If you serve and do things the right way and you provide value and you actually care about others, you can't fake this and you think less of yourself. Remember, humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. You have all those types of things and you bring that into your workplace. The impact's going to be incredible. That goes against the world because the world's going to say, well, I need to take it. I'm going to use my name. Well, Chris needs to worry about Chris and Chris needs to do all he can to help Chris get better. Chris. Wrong. It ain't about me. Never has been. And that has served me well. I this is a tip that I apply pretty regular. I've gotten over titles. I don't care. I don't care if the title is CEO or janitor. Serve. Just serve and find those opportunities. Fill that void. That's it. Now the self tip. This is the one that kind of was hard for me when I read the book. And I had Ryan unpack it, but the whole idea of rendering yourself obsolete. Think about that from the standpoint of your kids. Okay. Now, again, tough pill to swallow here, guys, but our goal as fathers is to raise strong, capable, resilient, independent children. Independent children, right? And it can be hard when they don't need us as much. My 12-year-old, I'm struggling with this right now. She doesn't need dad quite as much, right? I'm not as cool as I used to be, right? And look, I'm not serving her well if I make her dependent on me for everything. That does not serve her well, right? So for me, I'm having to start small. You know, I'm starting to think of things that I can do or maybe even stop doing, it gives her more freedom, right? It gives her an opportunity. Maybe you gotta let them make those messes. You gotta let them make those mistakes. Don't be the helicopter parent. Don't be the lawnmower parent. Like, let your children do some things. Let them learn. You know, we're working with our youngest right now, and just on transitioning to sippy cups and trying to get her to learn to hold and trying to get her to learn to walk and all these different things. You know what? The tendency could be, well, I just want to carry her around and give her a bottle all the time. Cause I like that. I like giving her a bottle. I like carrying her. It's very soothing for me. She likes it, but that doesn't serve her well. Now, I still have times there, and there's still opportunities where I can hold my daughter and give her a sippy cup, things like that. But, you know, that season will change, and she won't want to just lay on me. She won't be moving around and walking. And you have to understand that that's our job. I need her to be dependent, independent rather. I don't need her depending on me, but I want her, all three and prayerfully four of our children, to be independent, to be able to do things on their own. Sometimes you at rendering yourself obsolete, guys, I know that scares a lot of you thinking about that. But the sooner you get this through your head and start really thinking about how you can make this actually happen in your house, the better you're going to be doing at serving the ones that you ultimately care about. So guys, really think about that, rendering yourself obsolete with your kids. Okay. I don't even bring up the work thing, but my second challenge to you would be thinking about, how do you render yourself obsolete at work? Now, I know that really scares a lot of you guys, but look, if you want to be a good leader, if you're listening to The Line Within Us prayerfully, you wanted to grow in leadership, you need to think about not just the people that report to you, but think another level down. So if you have leaders two levels removed from you, and you're seeing that, you're doing something. Now, if you don't see that, there's an opportunity. Maybe you have an opportunity to step up your leadership game. But again, render yourself obsolete. Think about what you can be doing to serve others. Less of you, more about serving. So those three tips, they all come from Ryan. I give him full credit on that. Comfort makes you complacent. Lead before the title. Render yourself obsolete. Okay? Now, the book of the week, no big surprise. The Masculinity Manifesto. Now, this copy right here and this three-ring binder, that's just my copy. That is the early copy he sent me. It was the pre-print copy for advanced review. I printed it out because I had to make notes and all this. That's just the way I process stuff, guys. I can't do the ebooks and things like that. I'm old school, I know. But go check out the show notes. We'll have a link there. And then, as Ryan mentioned, give him a review. Like, legit read the book, then go give a review. Because, look, Amazon, these algorithms, all that stuff matters. So the more reviews, obviously, the more chances that's going to get in front of people that need to hear this message. Okay. So guys, I pray, again, go check that show notes out. We'll have the links there for the book, The Masculinity Manifesto. Really enjoyed it. It's not long. It's not a long book either. It's 15 chapters, but they're relatively short chapters. But guys, I promise you, it's a fun read. Many ways to apply to your life. So now, you know, on our fun Friday, we're going to have our dad jokes. So dad joke number one this week, a history degree is useless. It has no future in it. So there you go. That's number one. That is pretty good, I must admit. Number two, I'm not a fan of elevator music. It's bad on so many levels. So guys, number one, a history degree is useless. It has no future in it. Number two, I'm not a fan of elevator music. It's bad on so many levels. I kind of know which way I'm leaning, but I want to see which way you're leaning. So again, hit us up. Let us know which one lands the best. Remember, eye rolls do count. That's okay for when it comes to dad jokes. Okay. Now, the question that we've talked about all week, how do you define masculinity? Now, again, a lot of times when you just hear that word masculinity, it has this negative vibe to it. Just people just automatically bristle up. It doesn't have to be that way. We talked about some very definitive things with Ryan around masculinity and what that looks like. Okay. So again, think about that. How do you define it? Maybe how do you define it now that you've gone through this with us this week? So again, guys, if you like this stuff, share it. the only way this was going to work is first of all, God's, he's making everything happen at the line, be able to talk to people like Ryan Mickler. That's a God thing, but it happens also by you guys being, you know, moved by the Holy Spirit and prayerfully the things that we're saying and sharing with you. And then you want to send it to other people. That's how the podcast grows. That's how the Line With Dennis community grows. That's it. It's all whether or not you take action or not, guys. Give us a rating, write a review. All that stuff makes a big difference. Go to our new website, thelionwithin.us. Check out all the new things we've built. There are a lot of links that take you directly to our new community. That community is amazing. It's awesome. We put a ton of work into it, guys, to build a community where guys can go and share, a community to help us all grow, to be the leaders that God intends us to be, guys. That's what it's all about. So go join the community. Check out. We have our Bible studies going on. We have Lion Lunches going on. We have different types of events. We have our course, our online courses there. This is different types of forums. As you heard today, on Wednesday's episode, I was able to pull in a couple questions from the guys in the community and throw them at Ryan. And we'll do more and more of that stuff as the community grows and give you all a chance to be a part of the Line Within a show. So again, go check it out there. Maybe you want to pick you up a hat or a shirt or some swag or something like that. Or maybe you just want to be a donor. Guys, I'm not going to lie. It takes money week in and week out to make the show go. And if you're enjoying it, you want to support us, you can go to our main page there. You can just support the show right there. That'd be amazing. Maybe you want to be a monthly donor, maybe, or a one time. You pick that, whatever the Lord's leading you, and support us there, because it does take resources to keep building and doing the things that we're trying to do to serve you. So I pray you enjoyed the stuff this week, guys. This has been a fun week for us here at The Lion Within Us and being able to bring this conversation to you. Again, the Masculinity Manifesto, check out the show notes. We'll have links to all that so you guys can connect. Go get that copy, add it to your library, have some fun with it. So I pray you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy it. Hopefully it's nice wherever you're at, and that you're able to spend some time with your family. I pray that you guys just remember, people, those around you, they're watching. So be that leader that God intends you to be. Every moment counts. So make it count today, guys. Have some fun this weekend. Get after it. Unleash the lion within. Most men know what it's like to do life in a vacuum and feel isolated on the journey. We believe every man needs a community to help them become the men they were created to be. More than just a website or podcast, we are a community of Christian men who are committed to supporting and encouraging one another on our journey. Become the best versions of ourselves. We are men who have fought the good fight and come out victorious. The Lion Within Us is here to help you stop feeling lost, defeated, and alone. Instead, find community and connection with other men that will help you achieve your goals, live a life of purpose, and be the leader God intends you to be. Visit thelionwithin.us to join the new growing Lions Den community today. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.